Just released this afternoon, a pedestrian map for those intending to come to Philadelphia during Pope Francis's visit later this month. Let's follow the path with WHYY's Tom McDonald. And Tom, for many, it's a more restricted path than previously revealed.
Well, Dave, we were under the impression that it was all going to be first come, first screened, first to the papal altar. It's not that way. A map that was issued by the Secret Service this afternoon shows that from 20th Street to the Art Museum, which is where the altar is going to be, it's for ticketed holders only, those with tickets issued by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Those people are basically people who are in the parishes, the social service of the Archdiocese, and also some other people who Pope Francis has touched the lives of so deeply. Now, there's also a second location. That location is at Independence Hall. 5,000 tickets will be made available for the general public. The rest of the tickets will be given to people who have been part of the parish system. So if you want a ticket, there is going to be an online lottery, and that is for the Independence Hall tickets only. That will be on Tuesday. The information on how you can participate in that lottery will be made available on Friday, Dave.
What news do we have about the number of screening areas and entry points?
Well, there's going to be 7 screening points available for people who have tickets, 3 for those who don't. So that means even if you are in the back, you're going to have to wait longer for your screening than you will if you have the coveted tickets.
The Secret Service apparently announced a list of items that will and will not be allowed. And Tom, you're going to have to leave your selfie stick at home.
Yeah, no selfie sticks, no drones, no glass, thermal, or metal containers, no laser pointers, no mace or pepper spray. And also, if you want to make a sign for the Pope, it has to be smaller than 5x3 and made of cardboard, poster board, or cloth.
How about bags or backpacks?
You can bring in some of those things, but the problem is you've got to make the backpack small, and that's 18x13x7. If you want to bring a cooler, make sure it's a soft-sided cooler. You can't wheel your hard cooler from your car onto the parkway.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Dave.
WHYY's Tom McDonald reporting.